Discussion of the mitzvah of hadlakas haneros come to a very interesting discussion based on a Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, where the Gemara says that haroa tzarech sheyivarech, that a person who sees the Chanukah candles, so they'll have to make the birchas haroa shasanisim avosenu bayamim ahem, as we said the Aruch HaShulchan, he likes bizman hazeh, not bazman hazeh. So the question becomes the following. So let's say a person hasn't lit Chanukah candles yet, and they're walking home, and it's a Jewish neighborhood, so they see Chanukah candles. Now, they're planning on going home. They're planning on lighting the Chanukah candles. They want to be able to say this bracha in the context of lighting Chanukah candles. We already discussed the machlokas between the Ramah and the Maharam, when exactly the bracha be recited, before the lighting or after the lighting. So that's a really interesting question. So Rashi implies that if you haven't made the bracha, you haven't made it home yet, you haven't lit the Chanukah candles, that you'll actually recite the Shasa Nisim Lavosenu on somebody else's candle. That's the way Rashi learns. Lehalacha, most, the vast majority of the Rishonim don't hold in that direction, that haroa tzarech sheyivarech is for somebody specifically who's not going to have the opportunity to light Chanukah candles themselves. Though there are many people who try to be choshesh reshitas Rashi. So how is a person choshesh reshitas Rashi? You try to avoid seeing any Chanukah candles bisman. That either means that you light early yourself, or if you walk home and you try to keep your eyes, you know, straight ahead of you and not to see any Chanukah candles, lihistalik min hasafik. So this is the practice of some. Ikar Adin, the Aruch HaShulchan says, we should interpret the Gemara not like Rashi. That what the Gemara says, haroa tzarech shevarech, it's somebody who didn't have the opportunity to light their own candles. But let's say a little bit of a different case. Maybe we can moderate things a little bit. So what would you say if somebody's on a trip? So we know if somebody's on a trip, the easiest thing for them to do is madlikin alav besoch besos, all right? So they can light on his behalf in the home. His wife is going to light for him or whatever it is. But he's not going to have the opportunity to light Chanukah candles. Is it the same situation? And to say, okay, but he fulfilled the mitzvah through somebody lighting at him at home, whatever it is, or he contributed a pruta, somebody else's candles. So what would you say about that situation where this person, he's not going to have the opportunity to recite the Birchas Haroa? So here the Bach says, it's absolutely clear to him, the Aruch HaShulchan endorses this view, that in this situation, Haroa Tzarech Sheivarech, that even if it's true that you technically fulfilled the mitzvahs through somebody else, if you yourself did not have the opportunity to perform the primary mitzvah, which we said, hadlaka osa mitzvah, then when you see the Chanukah candles, even though you fulfilled the mitzvah in the technical sense, because somebody lit besoch beso, that is a situation that's included in the Gemara, haroa tzarech sheyivarech. So we have to be very subtle here. Is it a question of a person having fulfilled the mitzvah? Not necessarily, right? Because you could have a situation where a person is fulfilling the mitzvah through somebody lighting in the context of their home, and the Bach and the Aruch HaShulchan endorses this. It says that a person should still make the Shas Anisim Lavosenu, that element of Birchas Haroa, if they are not the ones directly involved in the performance of the mitzvah. So this becomes a very critical issue every single year when people are traveling. If people are traveling, very often they're not going to be in a position to light Neros Chanukah based on the hours that people are lighting for them Besoch Beso. But if they'll see somebody else that had the opportunity to light Chanukah candles, they should actually recite the Birchas Haroa, and if it's the first night, they may be even able to recite the Shehachiyanu as well. Rabbi Hanani ben Akashan writes, Kadosh Baruch Hu Zakos says Yisrael, Lefikach Hirbalam Tor Mitzvah Shenemar, Adonai Chafetz Laman Tzidko, Yagdil Tera V'Yadir, Kadosh Derabanan.